I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, based in Old Town. Rob, thanks very much for your time. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So we heard just the other week that the UK has gone into recession. Now, that's been lingering for a long period of time. Perhaps before we talk about the ramifications of that, can you just explain to our listeners what that means when the UK economy's gone into recession?
Yeah, it's a technical point. It means there is negative growth two quarters in a row. So what we'd previously been doing is having positive one quarter, negative for the next quarter, positive for a quarter, negative again. And therefore, technically, we weren't in the recession. All that's happened is now we've been negative for two quarters. The reality is no different, I suspect.
And that leads me to my next question. So then hot on the heels of that was the fact then that January's figures, because that was the quarter finishing December, I think, wasn't it? So then January's retail figures were very good. So is this really just a storm in the teacup and it doesn't really mean anything? Because years ago, recession, you know, back in, you know, when we were young men, you know, the recessions meant that bins weren't emptied and thousands of people were made redundant. But
I think the reality is we've been in, for most businesses, we've been in a recession for a long period of time. All that's happened now is technically we're in one, but a lot of businesses knew that anyway, and a lot of sectors knew. I think what we are seeing that's different now, though, is interest rates are biting. Also, we've had inflation in the system now for 18 months, and that's probably biting along with interest rates. For a lot of people, if they're in a fixed rate mortgage, it didn't matter till they've come to remortgage, and all of a sudden their mortgage payments have gone up, and that's taking a lot of the steam out of the spend, and therefore that's probably contributed to what today.
Yeah, and that was clearly expected, wasn't it? So that was going to happen, no surprise there. Do you think then that when the budget comes round, that there is headroom for some pre-election gifts, or given the recent by-elections, I mean, it doesn't seem like an early election being called is on the cards.
No, I think that's right. I think if you listen to most commentators from the tax world, they're talking about a budget that's going to sound great because there's going to be off the back of an election. The budget normally doesn't become law until June, July time, at which point we'll probably be going into elections. So the expectation for this budget is a lot of it, potentially depending upon the result of the election, will never actually come into action, won't come into force. It will just sound bites to sound good pre-election. But if we have a change of government, you know, it's going to be reversed fairly quickly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's good news in a way, isn't it, that Bank of England rates are separate from politics, because at least you can have some continuity there. Do you think there'll be anything that will get through in this budget as a farewell, let's say, to the Conservative Party? Because it's probably unlikely they will. They might do an autumn stand, but it's unlikely they're going to be doing another budget for some time. Is there anything that they will get in? I mean, there are one or two policies, aren't there, where they have merged. I don't think there's a massive divergence, is there, on the economic planning of either party at the minute?
Well, I think the thing is, if you look at what potentially can be done with taxes, you know, you take the main taxes, income tax, capital gains tax, VAT, inheritance tax. Income tax, certainly basic rate and higher rate, there's going to be no changes there. The additional rate Labour will put up, and there's a good logic to that, albeit in reality it was a massive amount. I think Labour will probably be more interested at the rate, at the level where people start to pay tax, because it's been frozen for such a long. There's more and more high rate tax, and therefore they'll probably be looking at that to get a more equitable solution, also with child benefit kicking. Corporation tax, you know, it's gone up. It's here to stay. That's not particularly going to change much. VAT, well, if you change VAT to raise more money, it hits the poorest hardest. So you can't see a Labour government doing that.
No.
So I think if we're going to see changes, it will be around capital gains tax, inheritance tax. And I hate to say it, but I think if the Conservatives try to do something giving away either inheritance tax or capital gains tax, the argument is that hits the people that got money. And therefore, Labour, the risk is they come in and say, actually, we're going to pull all of those back and make it worse because you're just looking after their own.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a brave Chancellor that does something too gimmicky for risk of what the outcome.
Yeah, indeed. So going back to the start of this conversation in respect of a recession, how do you see the economy? over the next few months?
The reality is the economy has been flatlining for a long period of time now, and depending upon which sector you're in, how bad you've been hit or not. And I think the issue that we've got now, and talking to businesses more and more, I'm hearing the same thing again and again and again, which is, if we've got to do something for personal tax planning or for corporate tax planning, then potentially people are getting on and doing it before an election happens. Otherwise, people are just sat there on their hands. You know, the economy needs growth. That's why we're in recession, because we haven't got growth. But actually, because of the political position, people aren't going for growth because they're saying we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. And actually, the best thing that could happen, I think, is have a general election, know what the result is, because at least then people can say, right, well, we know where we are for another 5 years, and therefore we can start to plan accordingly and start to get on and do stuff.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, Bill from Morris Owen, thank you very much.